Yeah, they came from me. I think there's one or two things that have obviously got confused in the messages that have been going out. This is nothing to do with Q80 European Holdings.
Who own KH, Absolute United?
Who own Absolute United. Nothing to do with Absolute United. I made it clear from the start that I am totally committed to what's going on here at Absolute. So it doesn't affect me in terms of the role that I do with Absolute. The situation was that I was approached back in August by a potential investor who was interested in a London club. Obviously, having been involved with Charlton as a sort of supporter and then working there for 14 years, I made the approach to the owners saying, is this somebody, you know, I think they've got great credibility, would you like to meet them? And obviously, I never got a response apart from an attempt to have meetings, which were then cancelled at short notice. And then obviously all of this, you know, all of this publicity has started. It was a genuine attempt to try and see if, you know, I think it's well documented that Charlton fans aren't very happy with the ownership model more than anything and the number of managers that have been there in recent times. And I was trying to help. But I think it's become clear in recent times that Charlton isn't for sale and that they're carrying on with the model that they've got there. And if that's their right to do that, and I was trying to help, and it's not worked out too well in terms of the way the PR's come out.
So you were like, if you like, a broker for the investors. So you're a middleman between the investors and potentially and the Charlton owners.
Yeah, I think it's nothing new. I mean, if you look back historically, apart from, you know, I first went there in '97. Apart from the, you know, the good years in the Premier League, they got themselves into trouble afterwards. Even during the Premier years, I oversaw 9 share issues raising 25 million. Then when they got into trouble, I went back again to administer this £7 million bond, which got them out of trouble. Then I got a call again saying, you know, we're in trouble. I think Richard Murray was left as the only investor. Could I help to find investors? I found investors. And despite what's said about those investors now, Charlton got out of League One, which they hadn't done in the 3 years before. Record points total and 9th in the Championship. So, you know, I think I did my bit there. So I've sort of got a bit of a history of people seeing me as a little bit the person to contact if there's to be investment in Charlton, and that's how the approach came. I think it's a shame because I think the deal would have been good for the owners if they'd have listened to the proposition, and it would have been good for Charlton.
And Charlton fans, I gather, chanting your name at the demonstrations last week at the Valley. I suppose people here at Ebbsfleet United will want to know, and Charlton fans want to know, are you going back?
No, I'm not going back. And I made it clear from the start that, you know, we have a massive project here at Ebbsfleet. Apart from, you know, what's going on at the ground, and obviously they're signing the contracts today for the £5 million new stand. The other stands will follow. Added to that, we're building a theme park about 100 metres away. There are other projects which the Q80s were involved in. They've been fantastic owners here, very supportive of me. They let me get on and run it. And it wasn't that. This wasn't an attempt. It wasn't an ambitious attempt to go back into a job I've done before. I owe a lot to Dr. Abdullah and his family in particular. And, you know, it's perhaps come across because it suits certain people to come across that way, that this was an attempt to go back. But it's not that at all. It was an attempt to help a situation in a club that obviously I got a deep feeling for because I've had an association for 56 years.